So we just finished learning the tzedakah sheet. So we're starting now emes and shekel. Midvar shekel tirzak. So before we start, it says in the Gemara, Rabbi Yonah brings it. The kasha kolim, people which are in the group, which are a group of people which are liars, are not mekabel pnei shechina. Meaning a person can do mitzvot in his life, he can do many good things. If he's in the group of liars, so he's not going to be mekabel pnei shechina, meaning he's not going to get the Gan Eden.
Okay.
So it's very important not to be a liar. Even so, now we're going to go through, is it an aveiro from the Torah, is it not aveiro, where does it say it, it doesn't say it, it does say it. But it's clear that kach hakol v'la mekabel pnei shechina, so it's not a good thing to be. So there's a pasuk in the Torah saying midvar shekel tircha. Okay, there's a pasuk in the Torah saying midvar shekel tircha. So, but this pasuk comes between the mitzvahs of dayanim. It says a dayan should act this way, right? Do things in things which are in a gap to din, money. So it sounds like maybe it's only money, monetary issues, which a person is not allowed to lie. Maybe if a person lies, you know, just for the fun, he wants to say a funny story, so he has a few points of the story and he just make a story. So if everyone knows, so then it's not lying. Everyone knows he's just like saying. But if a person saying as if it's a real story and he's saying a false story, like someone said, he doesn't like that people make up fake stories. He only makes up true stories. So, yeah, so even that can probably be included in Shekel. We'll see maybe Rabbeinu Yonah going ahead. There's Rabbeinu Yonah has like, I don't remember how many steps, I think about 8 or more steps of levels of Shekel. And it keeps, like, he starts from the highest one and keeps going down. Okay. So like this, so the Gemara in Shavuos brings the pasuk. How do we know that that dayon should not do like about 13 things? How do we know these 13 things? And the Gemara learns it from Loitosi and Loitisa, Loitosi, and also it's included in Mitzvah Shekel Tircha. This pasuk of don't lie, it's included. So the Gemara, let's just go quickly through the things. If a dayon made a mistake, so he soon started proving it, saying he's a big Talmid Chacham, he can prove that he's right from all kinds of sources, which will be hard for people to attack him. You know, like Rabbi Malinowitz said, that today, whatever you want to say, you can, I don't know, there's also a Chachmah that has like, I don't know, thousands of Sfarim on it, and it, whatever you want to come to the conclusion, you can just put it in, and it will bring you like all the sources, and you can make like a giant tshuva or something with Tosfos Lihalavon and all these names that no one ever heard before. And but if you open a Shulchan Aruch, he pass it otherwise. If you go against Shulchan Aruch, you can't do that. Okay, so you can't prove how a Chachos Adin Mute, that's first thing. Second thing is, if a Dayan puts in front of him a person who doesn't understand Din, and he'll drive him crazy, he'll say, yeah, but, and he'll bring his own Svaris, right? Person will say, Dayan will say, this is the halacha, but if he says, yeah, but that doesn't make sense, this and that, he'll mix them up. So if a Dayan has that, that's called Mitzvah Shekel Tichos, because such a person can make a mistake. Okay, another thing is, a person is not allowed to, there's a thing that a gazlon cannot be an aid. So let's say, you saw someone giving someone a loan with another guy, and this guy is a gazlon. So you know the loan happened. But you know this guy's a gazlan, he's possible to be an aide. You can't go with him to witness on the loan. So then, they're going to take the money because of the two of you. And you know that this guy is a gazlan. So even though you know it's true, you know how to do that. That's Mitzvah Shekel Tircha. Because then the deen comes out, according to something Hashem said, that it can't. You know, he's not an aide. Another thing is, if the dayan feels that the aidim are lying, so you shouldn't ask in the deen. Even though he says, you know what, according to the Torah, it's to listen to two aidim, they both say the same thing. There was a story, I don't remember by who, maybe by the Noida Yehuda, the two witnesses came and gave aidu, and the dayanim asked them both, and like the imamish was perfect aidu, that he felt that something is not, it's not right, even though it was mamish, like all the answers were mamish perfect, but the guy saying, I don't know the money, and it felt like he's right, he's not lying. So they brought him to the Noida B'Yudo, and he listened to both of them, and he said they're lying. So, whatever, they admit they lied, so he said, how did you know? So he said, because they said the exact same words. So it means they practiced. Because every person, when he sees something, he says it in his own words, so it comes a little bit different, at least. They say that my mom is saying the same words, so I know that they were lying. So a Dayan should not paskin. He could say, you know what, these two Edim saying the same thing, you know, the Torah says I have to follow them, so why not? So that's also included in Val Shekel Tircha. Another thing is, if the Talmid says, he sees his, the Dayan makes a mistake, and he says, you know what, I can explain why he's making a mistake. Why should I bother? No. This poor guy is gonna lose the case. What? Like, what does that have to do with me? No, he's the big rabbi. No, so Midrash HaKadira, you have to make sure that the din will come out right. Another thing is, what if the Talmud says, you know what, let my rabbi finish. He's gonna make the psak din, and then I'm gonna prove that he's wrong. And then they're gonna know, and then it's gonna set in the headlines in the newspaper that so and so the Talmud, you know, he fixed the deen, he mamish saved the day, and you know, so I'm just gonna tell him, you know, what about this Gemara? So he said, alright, and he'll change it himself, no one is gonna hear about me.
Right.
So that's ultimately the Shekel Tircha. Don't let the Shekel continue, you have to step and stop it. Another thing is, the Gemara says, that a Rebbe comes to his Talmud. The Rebbe comes to Talmud and says, you know, I will never lie for $1 million. Someone owes me money, and he's saying he doesn't owe me. So I want you just to come with me to Beit Din, so this guy will be scared that you're coming to be a witness. Don't say anything, Chas v'Shalom. Just make believe as if you're coming to be a witness, so this guy will be scared and he'll admit he owes me the money. Even that's his also. This is also Midrash Shekel Tircha. Because you're making believe as if you're coming to be an aide,
right,
and you're not. So that's Midrash Shekel Tircha. These things that we wouldn't think. Then you know you're Rebbe, and he needs a favor. And you're just going to come and you're not going to say anything. You'll think it's the biggest mitzvah in the world. So the Torah says it's not a mitzvah, this is an avera. That's what happens when the people don't know.
Right.
They think that an avera is a mitzvah and a mitzvah is an avera. Once there was a Rav, he was leaving town. So Tommy asked him, so what I'm going to do now? Who should I ask my question? He said, I'll tell you what, go to the market and ask someone there. Whatever he tells you, do the opposite. So, another thing is, okay, so the Gemara goes through another like few things to demand more, so he'll be moida b'mikta, so you can get a shvua, and then the Gemara goes like, there's things that are mamish amazing that you wouldn't think that it's a problem. Let's say you owe someone 100 shekel. What do you think? And he says, he walks the Beis Din, he says, you owe me 200 shekel. And you know you only owe him 100 shekel. Or he says 1,000 shekels. Or 10,000 shekels. And you only owe him 100 shekel. So now it goes like this. If you say, I don't owe you, so then you don't have to swear about it. If you say, I only owe you 100 shekel, then you have to swear. Then he can also, once you swear to him, he can say, okay, so swear to me also about this, and about that, and about other things. So can you just tell him, in Beis Din, I don't owe you anything. When you walk out of Beis Din, you'll give him 100 shekel. And done. Say, you know, I'm going to give him the 100 shekels later. I'm going to say, no, I don't owe him anything, because I don't want to take the shivu on myself. And I'll give him the money afterwards. And I'm going to not give him the money. So is this an okay thing to do? What?
No, it's still shekel.
Huh? Still shekel, but you know, this guy is not being honest. He's telling me I owe him 10,000 just so I'll swear.
Both can't be dishonest.
So, until today, you will think that this is a problem? You'll give him the money anyways afterwards. You just don't want to say now, yes, I owe him 100 shekels, not a 10,000, because then you're going to have to swear.
Right. It's like the previous one with the Rebbe.
Right, I'm saying, but these things are not
right.
Things that we would think ourselves that it's a problem.
Right.
You know, this guy's not being honest, so why do I have to fall into his hands,
right,
so to speak, and to fall into his trap, right?
Right.
But the Torah says it's Midvar Shekel Tircha. Okay, when a person owes three people lend someone money, they don't have Edim, So two people say, okay, no, it will be the Edim, and say that they owe you, the third to the third person, that's also Midrash HaKatich, they can't do that. Even the Beis Din can't allow one of the people that comes to Beis Din to dress in a more chashuv way than the other person, because if he dressed, he looked more presentable, so they something in their heads will be like, he's probably right and the other guy is not, so they tell him either wear clothes like him or get him clothes you. Okay, you're not allowed to hear what one Baal Din has to say before his friends, before the other Baal Din comes. And also, the Baal Din himself, there's an issue for the Baal Din, for the person, if there's two people which are fighting on a certain thing, so one person can't go, he's not allowed to go to the Dayan and tell him, this is the thing I have with this person.
Right.
The Dayan is not allowed to listen, and he's not allowed to say. Two Averois, Leitiso, Shem Hashav Leitosi, and there's also of a Mitzvah Sheker Tircha. So, all these things, okay. So, in all these things, there's. I would think that it's okay, meaning because I'm not asking for something I don't deserve, right?
Right.
So, in all these things, and still, it's a problem. Okay, but there are gemalos that sounds like there's an issue to be meshaker even out of basing. Where do we see that there's such a thing? The Gemara in Ksubis, right? Maybe we'll just go quickly through the Gemara. The Gemara in Ksubis says, Ketzad is famous, Ketzad Mirakdim Ifnei Akala. Right? So Ketzad Mirakdim Ifnei Akala. How do you dance in front of the Kala? So everyone knows Beis Hillel say Kala, Nava Chasuda. But Beit Shammai say Kala Kemoishi. You can't say things which are not true. You say the Kala the way she is. If she doesn't have a Kala, Nava Chasuda, you know, you can. I don't know if you'll say she doesn't have a hand, but you'll say something good about her, which is true. You can't say things which are not true. And Beis Hillel say Kala no avachas shudo. And then Beis Hillel tell Beit Shammai, what happens if a person buys a mekach ra min hashuk? Someone bought from the market. He bought an MP3. It says on it. I don't know the best brand. And he asks and he tells you, listen, I got it for 50 shekels. And you know it's usually cost in the store 200 shekels. And you know that whatever they sell there is fake. You know, so like for sure it's going to break in 2 days. So what's the big deal? So, but he has no way to return it. And he's not going back there. He went to China and bought it. He's not planning another trip to China. So you tell him the good thing about it. You say, "Ooh, a great buy. I hope you'll enjoy it." Or you say, "No, it's going to break in 2 days. What did you do?" So it says you tell him a great buy, because you have to make him feel good,
right?
So you see that the Daito Shalom Temu Levitzim Abliyot. So what is exactly Basil Taino? Like, why? So I once heard, let's say a guy bought, are you in a rush?
No, not at all.
So I heard that, let's say a guy buys a small car that is old. So he says like this, if you come to the guy and you tell him, why do you buy this car? It's old, it's going to break in a few days, it's so small, you can hardly fit your family into it. What did you do? Why did you buy that? So then you ruin the guy's day. He's going to be driving his car, feeling, oh, why did I do this stupid move and buy this car? But if you tell him, wow, it's such a great buy, you bought the small car, it saves on gas, it's easy to find a place to park in town, it's such a great buy, so then he'll feel good. Why? Because every person, when he buys, he knows downside and the upsides of what he buys, and he decides to go buy it. So if you make him focus on the upsides of it, so he'll feel good about it. And if you make him focus on the downsides of it, so he'll feel bad about it. But it doesn't change reality. So why is the focus on the bad parts and make him feel bad, focus on the good parts,
right?
Make him feel good. It's like anything a person has some good in it. It may not be worth the price he paid, but there are advantages that's why he bought it in the first place.
Right.
So if a person took this kala, so for him she's nova chasudo, right? Otherwise he wouldn't take her, right? So you say to him what he wants to hear, and that's not cold lying, because for him it's true. This is true.
Okay. So let's say, for example, a kala is really not attractive.
Okay.
Can
he is attracted to her.
Okay, so you could say she is attractive.
Yeah, so I could basically say,
or you find something else.
No,
that you believe.
Beit Shammai say you find something else.
Okay.
Shammai says you say she's a great psychologist. She is, you know?
Right.
But Beit Shammai say, no, you can say she's not a chassidah.
Okay.
And Yevamos is a famous thing about that you can be Meshanim Ipnei HaSholim, like Hashem told Avraham Avinu by Sarah, that Sarah said Va'adoini Zok, and she said that he's old, and he said, and Hashem told him, she said Va'ani Zokanti. So you see that because of the Sholim, you could be Meshanim, otherwise you can't be Meshanim,
right.
But there's no source, so what is the source that you can't lie? We don't have a source over here. In Bava Metzia, the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Mr. Atamit Chacham will return an item he lost to Tvil Zainab. He says, this is mine. He says, you know, this looks like my pen. Or, I'm saying, he can't say, you know, I'll tell you exactly how many scratches there are over here and how many this. He doesn't know. He can't give a simon. But he says, the pen, did you find this pen? This looks like my pen. And you did find this pen. So he says, it looks like my pen. You have to return it. Why? Because we believe him that it's his, we return it to the field side. Okay. Now, but there's a loophole. It's only if he changes in his words in only three things. Which is Maseches, the Gemara says, Hulyo and Ushpiza. Maseches means if you ask him, did you learn this Maseches? He can say no, even though you know he learned it, because it's Amidas Anova not to say, yeah, I learned it. So that's okay. Also with Pulyo, so there's a few explanations. What's Pulyo? Some explanation is, was he with his wife? Or in some explanation is, if he slept in a certain bed, then you find it dirty, so was he on the bed? So you can say no. There's another explanation that Maal Shaw says, very interesting. He says, Pulyo means in Purim. If he says, I don't know anymore between Avraham and Baruch Mordechai, because he doesn't want to drink anymore, so that doesn't make him a liar. So, because he just, you know, he makes believe that he's drunk. And Ushpizo means if a person who went to, he was a guest by someone. And they ask him, how was being a guest? So what's the right thing to say? It was okay. Because if you say, no, it was so great, he gave me this, he gave me that, so then everyone will come there. The guy won't be able to stop all the people and say, how come you hosted him so nicely, he hosts me also, and the guy can't say no,
right.
He'll finish his money. So when you're a guest by someone, and you're asked, how was it? You say, it was okay, it was nice. You don't make it like, you know, wow, that was amazing. So everyone will run there, right?
Right.
Okay. So over here, you only see that the Talmid Chacham at least doesn't lie. We don't see a source, and we don't see that every person can't lie. But we see the Talmid Chacham is a person which wouldn't say any lies. He will just change in three things, which is appropriate to change. Okay. So the Hagdara of Midvar Sheker Tirchak, really it's a machlokes among the Rishonim. The Rambam when the Rambam has a Sefer HaMitzvot and also in the Halacha Hazaka, he goes through the counting of the mitzvot. He counts the mitzvot, and he does not count the Avera of Midvar Sheker Tirchak is an Avera on its own, meaning don't lie. There's no Avera like that. There is, he puts it in by the Avera of Loitis Hashem Hashav, which is basically all the dinim that the Dayan can't hear this and can't cause things which will not be correct in monetary issues. Not talking about some lying and saying and making up a story or something like that.
Right.
The Rambam and Hilchos Sanhedrin, I'm saying it's part of it, but it's just very, very interesting. He says that a Dayon should not help the Baal Yedin. For example, what's the deen if a person brings 1/8? Let's say two guys come to Beis Din, the guy says, this guy owes me $100,000. The guy says, I don't know you, right? What do you want from me? And then he brings 1/8 to say that the guy owes him money.
Mm.
So what's the halacha? What does he have? If he brings 2 aidim, the guy has to pay.
Right.
What happens if he brings 1?
Does he take an oath?
What?
They do an oath?
They do a?
An oath. They swear?
Right. Very good. So then the guy has to take a shavua that he doesn't owe the money if he doesn't want to pay it.
Mm.
Okay. So then he has to swear that he doesn't owe the money. Now, so that what should a dayan do after the aide gave a witness? So the Rambam says he shouldn't help the Baal Din out and say, okay, now you'll have to swear, because maybe he says what he has to do is he should tell him, no, the guy said you own the money. So what do you have to say now? Because maybe he's going to admit. So don't give him the way out. Don't tell him, you know, you can swear and get out of it. Right. The guy says, oh, it's only one guy and I don't owe him the money, so what should I do now? So you say, okay, so you can swear. But if he's not asking, so the guy says, you know, he said you owe him the money, so what do you do now? Pay him.
Is this after the Beis Din determines he's a good witness?
Yeah, the Beis Din will ask a question. The Beis Din will determine he's a good witness, and they'll tell the guy. So he'll tell the guy, you know, this guy said he owed the money. Mm-hmm. You know, he's not a liar. So pay him back. Because maybe he'll say, oh, you know what, I forgot. He really, I met him in the bus. Yeah. Okay. But if you say it's only one witness and I don't trust him and this and that, so then you tell him, okay, so swear.
Right.
Okay. Now the Rambam that speaks about not lying and other things, he speaks about a Talmid Chacham. When he speaks about when the Nilchas Deos, when he speaks about how should a Talmid Chacham be acting, it's very, very interesting halachas. Very interesting, like it's like the most proper way of behaving with the people and acting, and very, very smart way to function in life. The Rambam says the Talmid Chacham should function this way. And over there he says that the Talmid Chacham should not change anything he says. The Rambam in Hilchos Deos and Perek Hei Halacha Zayin, like close to the end of it, he says that lo yeshaneh b'diburei. The Talmid Chacham should not change anything in what he said, not add and not make less, unless it's divrei shalom, as we learned, that you're allowed to be meshaneh for the shalom, for the sake of shalom. Now he said, Talmid Chacham also, by making business, he does it be'emes u'be'emunah, which means, if he said something, he's not going to go bad. You know, we didn't close the deal, we didn't say anything. He says, how much would you sell this for? I will sell it to you for 100 shekel. Next day you come back, and I change my mind, I'm not going to sell it for 100 shekel anymore, but you came back. If anyone else will come, I will say it's 200 shekel. It happens to be, yesterday I told you 100 shekel. Now today you come back and you want it for 100 shekel. So the Rambam says, if you're a Talmid Chacham, you should give it for 100 shekel. Just to keep to your word, stick to your word, even if it's not the price you would want to sell it for.
Right.
So a Talmid Chacham would not change his word. Okay. So that's the Rambam. So the Rambam is mashma, that it only has to be with the halacha of Midvar Sheker Tichak, the Torah, or the Torah of Midvar Sheker Tichak, the Aveiro, applies only to dinner. Okay. I remember that the Chofetz Chaim, when he counts the lavim, when he says all the things that can happen in Lashon Hara, I think he does count Midvar Sheker Tichak is one of the mitzvahs over there. I have to check it. I remember that he counted this one. I don't remember the source now. Okay. The Rabbeinu Yoino, I looked it inside, it's mashma that the lav of Midvar Sheker Tichak, it sounds like it applies in Mammon, because it goes through like the type of shekel. So when he speaks about lying in business, then he uses Midvar Sheker Tichak. When he speaks about other type of lying, he just speaks about, he brings different sources, different psukim, to show that it's not a good thing to do. Now, very interesting, we'll just end with the Sefer Achinuch. He says like this. He says, okay, so someone's saying Lashon Hara, okay, he brings it that Gemara says that the love of Loitisa Shem Hashav, okay, which the Rambam also puts together with it, the love of Midvar Sheker Tichak, the Gemara says that this love applies to Lashon Hara. So maybe that's where the Chofetz Chaim got it. I don't know. I'll have to see. Okay. So the Shorash HaMitzvah is like this. He says, HaShekel Nita Ve'Ne'elach Be'inei HaKol. He says, the Sheker is so disgusting. End of almost, there's nothing more disgusting than it. V'hameiro v'haklolos bebeis kol hayavo. Whoever loves the sheker, it's very poetic. I don't know how to translate the English in a poetic way. But he says, in the curses are in the house of all the lovers of the sheker. Why? Mipnei, because Hashem is boach kelemes. Hashem is true. An emes Hashem, right?
Right.
Bikol Hashem yito emes, and whoever is with Hashem, and whatever is with Hashem, is all emes. Ve'in rocha metzuyo, and where does blessing go? Ve'chalo, ela b'misdamin elo b'masem. Only whoever makes himself, emulates Hashem, and try being like Hashem, right, in the ways of following Hashem steps, so to speak, like in the way we have to act like Hashem, so whoever acts like Hashem, they get the blessing of Hashem. The same way that Hashem is kelemes, so we have to emulate Hashem and also be true people. And we have to have mercy, the same way that Hashem has mercy. We have to do chesed, the same way that Hashem is rav chesed. Aval, whoever acts the opposite from Hashem, good midos, then bale hashekel. And these are the people which are lying. He doesn't speak now just in money. Just in, he says just people which lie. Shem behefech midos lamamish. That's the opposite of Hashem. So they're going to get what's the opposite of Hashem Midos. So Hashem Midos is to do good and to bestow good and to give blessing. So whoever is the opposite of Hashem, which goes with Shekel, he's going to get the opposite of the Midos of Hashem, which is all the trouble which is in the world. So the opposite of blessing, that's cursing. Vehefech simcha, and the opposite of happiness, vehashalom, and peace, vehatanug, and pleasure, shem itoy, which is being with Hashem, right? When a person is with Hashem, he gets happiness and peace and pleasure. So the opposite is worry, vehaktoto, and fighting, vehatzar, and pain. Kol ele chelek odom roshem elokim. All this what a rosh person will get from Hashem, all the bad things. Valken, and therefore he zirat onu atoiro lachik min hasheker arbe. Then it says, keep away from the sheker. Kemo shekotu midvar sheker tircha. V'nei izkira boi loshem richuk. The Torah says, keep away, far, far away. L'rov miyusem ashele izkira achem mechol shara azores. And again, and don't listen to any sheker. Okay. So he says, even though I said that Hashem has certain character traits, he says Hashem doesn't have character traits, Hashem is echod.
Right?
Hashem is echod. Everything about Hashem is echod. He doesn't have this character trait and that character trait. But we use it, he says, the same way as Chazal. Chazal used it talking about Hashem, so we also use it so we can understand the way we understand, because we don't understand Hashem the way he is. Okay. So that's over here. I'll just end with a story. I think I read it in the Ben Ish Chai's book. He said once there was a guy that came to Achacham. He said he steals, he does all kinds of aveiros. And he can't fix everything.
Right.
He asked him, give me one thing to fix that will have everything. So he said, no problem. Do whatever you want, but don't lie. So then he went and said, I think he went to his uncle's house. And he stole something from there. And then he was thinking on the way home, he said, what if my uncle is gonna ask me if I took it? So then we're gonna have to tell him yes. So that's not gonna be fun. So he put it back. And eventually, in this way, he stopped doing all the aveiros.
Right.
Because he knew that he only had to say yes, he did it, and in case he would be caught.
Right.
So then he stopped doing the aveiros. So a sheker has a lot. This oilam, it's called oilam ha-shekel. We don't want to rush to oilam ha-emes yet, right? But this oilam, we have to know that the more we stick with emes, the closer we get to Hashem, and the better chance is to pass this world in the right way. Because Hashem, we're going to learn. Today we did it. We didn't even learn one. I guess we did learn halachas which apply to dayanim, but not so much day-to-day life cases. We got a picture of what the Torah wants from us. Yeah. So, Hashem, we're going to work through the Malavikoimers and get Zad Hashem to a matzah that we'll be talking in the way Hashem wants us to talk. Shkoyach.
Very good. Shkoyach. Can I say when you're